You're listening to SBS News.
Russia's defence ministry says terrorists have killed at least 11 people and wounded 15 others at a military fighting range near Ukraine. Ministry officials say that two attackers opened fire at volunteer soldiers in the Belgorod region, an area in Russia's southwest that borders Ukraine. They say that the two volunteers from an unnamed ex-Soviet nation shot at other soldiers during target practice and were killed by return fire. An advisor to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says they were from the Central Asian nation of Tajikistan and had opened fire on the others after an argument over religion. Meanwhile, President Zelensky says tens of thousands of Russians have been killed in the war.
The total losses of the enemy in killed personnel are approaching 65,000. So many citizens of Russia gave their lives for the possibility of a handful of people in the Kremlin to ignore reality. And judging by the Russian graves, we can say that even 100,000 dead Russian citizens will not prompt the Kremlin to think about anything.
There is no way to independently verify Mr. Zelensky's claim on the number of Russian war casualties. But in his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky sought to remind Russian servicemen that all those who surrender to Ukrainian captivity save their lives. Those sentiments were echoed by some residents in Zaporizhia, where several explosions at a parking lot destroyed cars and damaged nearby buildings. People living in the southeast Ukrainian city awoke to the sound of bombardments in the early hours of Saturday morning. This Zaporizhia resident says he heard the explosions and went to find shelter. 15 minutes later, once it was quiet, he emerged to find the parking lot destroyed.
If Ukraine stops, these bombings and killings will continue. We can't give in to the Russian Federation. It's a terrorist country, a terrorist country.
Meanwhile, Russia claims it's foiled Ukrainian attempts to advance further in the Kherson region. The partially occupied territory in Ukraine's southeast is one of four annexed by Russia in late September, but Ukrainian forces have been pushing back. Major General Igor Konashenkov is a Russian Defense Ministry spokesman.
In the direction of Mykolaiv and Kryvyi Rih, the enemy made unsuccessful offensive attempts near the settlements of Dudchani, Sadok, Ashenka of the Kherson region. As a result of the active actions of the Russian troops, all attacks were repelled. About 120 Ukrainian servicemen, 17 armored fighting vehicles and 8 automobiles were destroyed. In addition, Russian artillery destroyed 5 crossings over the Inhulets River, which were set up by the armed forces of Ukraine.
He also claims Russian troops blocked Ukrainian attempts to make inroads into Russian defences near Liman, in the east of another annexed Ukrainian territory, the Luhansk region. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.